first year I went to a school up in what they called the town site. That was up in Chattanooga. It was a couple mile walk. And Bobby Casey and I would walk up there. And well, there was more activity. We had the Halloween party. Louis Ullman was there, incidentally, at this 1932 Halloween party. Louis was there, and the Morris boys, Dempsey, Morris, and I forget the names right now. There were four of them. And the Matsons were out there at Chattanooga at that time, a mining family. Girls, or two girls and a boy, Huey, I think, and Neva, and I forget the other girl's name. They were at the party. In fact, school, the town site, was quite full. It wasn't a big school, it was a little green schoolhouse. One teacher taught eighth grade. But they arrived from, Louis lived in Cleary. We lived in Chattanooga, and then of course there were some kids from the town site itself. Incidentally, the town site was also called New Chattanooga. It was called Town Site, New Chattanooga, and Upper Chattanooga. And where I was, it was called Old Chattanooga or Lower Chattanooga. So there were five Chattanoogas involved. And if you ever heard people talking about Chattanooga among themselves, you get pretty confused. At any rate, in the second itch at Chattanooga, there were no kids my age. I don't believe there were any other children at all out there. Howard Welzine was there, from the Welzine family. And Fuzzy might have been there, but if he was, I didn't meet him. And the sister, who later married one of the O'Leary, Bernard, I think, boys, was there. But Howard became my friend. I was 15, he was 18, a little older, but we were close enough. However, we didn't, our paths didn't cross too much.